All right, so now I'm going to just do a speech. So bear with me, but I think it's important. And it's going to be really a grounded in the world thing before we go back into the fantasy realm of psychology. So this little speech is just something that I've needed to say for a long time about the secrets of supervitality. Because supervitality is prana, is life force. It gives you zing. Supervitality is passion, play, vision, zing, happiness, movement, and the blessing of work. It implies super health of the body. So I've been a student of vitality for my whole life because one of the things I'm creating is this, a perfect being, eternally young, beautiful, radiant, vibrant health. So when we teach the ritual of, and you might do this a few times, when you go, and you let go of your breath, notice the space before you have to inhale again, and we'll do it again. Did you notice it's a peaceful space before you need to breathe in again? Releasing everything, releasing all stress is one of the secrets of supervitality. Stress kills the vitality by convoluting the mind so that the vision can't get through the convoluted, twisted, storytelling mind. And every story you tell creates a biochemical event through your body. Every thought you think is an entire biological event through every cell of your body. A thought is a biochemical event that is body-wide, not restricted to the brain. So by thinking amiss, we devitalize our bodies. Okay? Have you worn yourself out at the end of a day? From having a lot of adrenaline pumping, from fight or flight, stress, worry, fear, overload of useless information that you don't need, promising you the riches of the world that you can't get. Stress, stress, stress. The truth is that the proper regulation of thought currents will eventually create for you a perfect physical form. And I've known that for a long, long time. But it didn't work because I was so devitalized that my body was tired, worn out, stressed out, adrenaline depleted, you know, all of the symptoms. So, prana is the secret. Prana comes from the sun, and it exists in your oxygen. You can have prana through eating food that's alive, because the sunlight is alive. The sunlight touches the vegetable. The vegetable feeds the cow, you eat the cow. You got to understand that it's prana that you're eating. It's prana that you need. Prana is most present in the breath. Deep breathing exercises can make you high, feel great. A brisk walk makes you feel good because you're breathing and you're moving. Movement, breathing, prana, oxygen, brain power, healthy body. Well, proper regulation of thought currents is, of course, prana. But it didn't work for me when I was devitalized. So, your new thoughts and the light of your inspiration can't stay in an old brain that's made out of dead and devitalized substances. Okay, an animal brain made out of animal byproducts, Cheetos, Doritos, and Fritos cannot hold the inspiration. So you can come to this workshop and go, oh yes, oh, I got it, yes, clarity of purpose, rock on, and tomorrow it's like, fuck it, it's Monday, you know, shit, you know, come on, give me another coffee, fucking assholes on the highway, what the hell, going on, same shit job. So I actually don't want to teach you, I want you to keep coming back, get your hit here, and then go back into the world, you know, but really, a dead, devitalized body can't hold a charge. You don't change the brain chemistry, the biochemistry of thought, then all the new ideas and the brilliant impulses and the inspiration will not stay. So if you were really sick tomorrow, would any of this inspirational stuff mean anything to you? Zero. Okay? There is no inspiration possible in a dead, devitalized, or sick body because of the biochemistry of thought. A simple example of biochemistry of male-female types is men need dopamine to get interested in things. Women, or the female side, so masculine side of you, because we're all integrated, needs dopamine to be interested in things, which is biochemical, right? And the feminine side needs serotonin to feel valued. So with males, hard rock music, watching fights, those sorts of things, stimulate dopamine, which makes us interested again. So you may have a dopamine lack at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, where your mind gets dull. And for women, serotonin is the drug of choice. It makes you feel loved, appreciated, and supported. The problem is, well, women will tend to tell each other sad stories back and forth to pump the serotonin, but at the same time they're pumping serotonin, they're also creating a fictional world where of a soap opera, right? And they live inside it, and that's it. And it becomes addictive. Do you notice how addictive it is? So I love my martial arts addiction because it's the perfect fix. You know, I get hit on the nose, I get a big flush of endorphins, endogenous morphine, because I think I'm hurt, but I'm not because it was a padded fist. And I get a little adrenaline rush. It's the male chemical cocktail. Adrenaline rush, dopamine, breathing. And for women, it's different. You know, you're talking about, oh, that guy, can you believe that stuff? And let's go shopping. But, you know, it's all good. But we have to understand what we're doing is we're manufacturing chemicals. Okay? That's it. All you need is the knowledge of what you're doing, then you do it on purpose. But I have to talk about it because this brain chemistry is an important piece in you having a great life. Okay? So why do we age? Because remember, we're also working on having an incredible vehicle of super vitality. And my commitment is that you have it. My commitment is that everybody has it because this is the simplest piece to handle. This works on anybody, anytime, this little bit of knowledge. So, why do we age? It would be good to know that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Why are you living on a timeline? Why don't you ever come downtown? Some people think that you have lost your mind. Some people think that you